episode 515 of the Greatest Day Podcast. I don't know that this is much of a mental health specific tip, but I had a new person reach out to me today inquiring about therapy. And we got talking about their relationship. And there was just this feeling that the marriage is over. And I said to this person, I don't know if your marriage is over, but I do know this. Many times people will end their marriage before it's needed because they don't think the relationship can be fixed. And what's actually true more, I don't know about more, but what is true many times in my experience is that the relationship itself is over. The marriage is not. So that's the little tip I want you to take from today is just because your relationship may be over, it doesn't mean that your marriage is over. And what I mean by that is that you may get to a place in your marriage where you or your partner or even both, I would imagine, are just at this place of saying, I don't want to be married like this. I want to be married to you, but I don't want to be in this marriage. And if you can begin to reframe it that way, it allows us meaning I'm involved, right? I'm helping you or whoever it is with their marriage stuff. But it allows us to step back and say, the relationship is the thing that we want to change. Let's not end the marriage, but let's end this phase. Let's end this pattern. Let's end these cycles. Let's begin a new relationship within the marriage itself. And so that's my encouragement. One is, if you're in that place where maybe your relationship or your marriage is just feeling, you know, like it's feeling kind of hopeless, I'll say to you, before you give up, and I don't even know that that's the right terms, but before you decide to end or walk away from the marriage, first look at walking away from the relationship that you're in. The patterns, the cycles, the rituals, the unhealthy stuff that's happening. And just get your partner and say, hey, let's begin a new relationship together. And that can oftentimes save a marriage and make the new one even more rewarding than before. Because often, I mean, really, this comes to, so this could be a mental health tip as well. Sometimes it's just about making a shift in life, changing perspective, changing scenery, changing something in the current phase that you're at, mentally, even physically, right? Like I changed gyms recently and it really helped because it was like, okay, new environment. Like I'm shaking it up. I got to get a new ritual, new routine. I've got new machines. I've got kind of a whole new pattern going on. It wasn't that I needed to end my overall relationship with the gym. It was like, I just need to change the current setup. Your mental health is the same way. You may be getting into a rut or into just too familiar of a pattern in your life. Shake it up a little bit. Your marriage, shake it up. Every few years, you got to be readjusting, growing, adapting, just reevaluating. Like, hey, what have we shaken things up a little bit in our marriage lately? No? Okay, it's time. Let's do it so that we don't get into that pattern of just drifting apart. And so that's my tip for you today, whether it's your mental health and you can apply this to that, or you're in a relationship, you're in some type of setting where you're like, man, this, my marriage or my committed relationship just feels, it's just missing something. Maybe it's just missing variety. Maybe it's just missing novelty. Maybe it's just missing the newness of something else. And so recreate and begin a new relationship within your marriage before giving up or walking away or calling it quits for your marriage. That is it. I appreciate you all. I love you all. Hey, if I can be a support in your life individually or in your relationship, do not hesitate. Reach out. I actually do have openings right now that I could take some people on and begin to work together. And if you want to work on your relationship, but your partner may not be totally on board to come, it's okay. We can do that work as well. I went on a recent episode of the Marriage Therapy Radio podcast. Go check that. Look that show up. That's a great podcast to listen to anyway. But I was on one of their recent episodes talking about you can individually do some work in your relationship. You can focus on the marriage, but do it individually and it still have a great benefit. So check that one out. Reach out, connect with me if I can be a support in your journey. I'd love to. Or just connect anyway. Maybe there's a podcast topic that you want to hear a little bit more about. I'm always open to hearing those too. So, all right, you guys, I love you. Appreciate you. I'll see you on the next episode.